The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And so all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David. He went to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to have her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping night watch over their flocks. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were struck with great fear. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. People have told me over the years that their favorite homily was the homily I gave at Christmas, because I didn't give a homily. That's the one they liked the most. Our tradition here for many, many years has been to welcome to people, to embrace people, to bless all those who come among us, to live out the mantra, "All are welcome." And therefore, in the spirit of this time, in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, whom we celebrate today in a special way, we welcome each and every one of you, reaching out to all you who are at home and how you belong to us, whatever your station in life, whatever your condition in life. We urge families to gather without judgment, to bless the uniqueness of each person, to seek God's presence in each and every person. And we have the same mandate in the church, to welcome people, to bless people, to accept people just as they are. That's what makes the church alive. And that makes the church holy. So in the spirit of the moment, following our tradition, I bless you, each and every one of you, with words of welcome. To bless you that in your uniqueness, you are a child of God. You are precious to God. God's infinite love embraces each and every one of us. And part of our tradition has been, after words of welcome and recognition and celebration of your presence, we would all stand and we will sing Silent Night. So please stand.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm.
at the sign, glorious streams from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ our Savior is born. Christ our Savior is born. A blessed and joyous Christmas to each and every one of you and to your families. Amen. Please.